Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast with Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
Welcome back to another episode of the Believe in FCS Football Podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Joe DeLeon, joined by my former roommate, former teammate at the University of Rhode Island, Mr. Sean Anderson. Why are you giggling already? What's the giggle going on?
Just your pre-show meltdowns.
It's not even like a meltdown this time. It was just your inability.
Something was in my eye, and then I started coughing and wheezing. I was thinking to myself while I was doing the open, like, talk about a professional turnaround there. Just hop right into it. No flinch, no nothing.
We're the one-take boys. That's what we are.
Yeah, we mess up. We do it regardless. We're also the boys that don't stay on topic, according to the comments on our consistent comments on the YouTube video.
Were there new ones?
We get one from time to time. Usually get, like, one a video where some jackass comes in and is, like, all BS. Or like 40 minutes of BS and no football talk, which I think everybody knows at this point. Everybody knows what they're signing up for.
That person doesn't get the bit, I guess.
The remaining 899 people that tune into the video seem to enjoy the content, so you're the only person who's complaining.
I don't know. Enjoy is a strong word.
Suffer through, is that the word we're looking for?
How often do you air check the shows?
From time to time,
I'll listen. I'll be like, "What the f were we talking about?"
It's not that bad.
I'm just sitting there like, "How did this? What happened? What happened before the show that they're now talking about this?" And for today, Joe was basically stabbing himself in his own eye with his finger because he thought that would be the best remedy to get something out of it in his barren apartment with nothing on the walls and it's just dust floating around.
Because I'm in the corner. I forgot what I was gonna say. Wow, we're so distracted. We managed to distract ourselves. All right, well, Sean, we got football to talk about. We have the semifinals that happened this past weekend, and Sean, this was a rough weekend for us. This was a really bad weekend for us.
We had two games to pick.
Well, we both picked incorrectly. Everybody went out of their way to remind us and let us know that we made mistakes justifiably. We were stupid this week.
It was rough for us, but you know, the South Dakota State boys, they probably had a little more invested.
I don't think it was fair that one person said that we were drinking the STSU Kool-Aid because of the trip that we went on. I don't think that was fair.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I picked Villanova over them.
Right.
Jackass.
If you critically evaluated both teams, I think a lot of people picked South Dakota State. Montana State had the advantage of playing at home, and a couple of other things went well for them, and we're going to talk about that. But I don't think that was an unreasonable... It's not like we picked some crazy upset.
No, I don't think we did either. No. So it's... zip it next time, I'd say. If you think that we have any loyalty to anybody in the FCS, we don't. we do Kennesaw shit.
A little roadie loyalty, yeah. But we also still consistently bash our former team. They do stupid shit.
The airplane bit, they got a bashing. So we no loyalty towards anyone, not even each other. Joe is threw me under the bus horrifically a couple weeks ago. And
Sean has done the same for me already this season.
It's cutthroat. It's the FCS. Make that into a t-shirt.
Speaking of cutthroat, from what I understand, Sean, you did not have a very good weekend betting, especially
what
because
does that
of the decision
mean?
To...
How do
well,
you know
the
that?
Pats pick. The Pats pick. I know about the Pats pick.
Oh, okay.
Share with me how you did. How did you do?
Awful. Awful. Awful weekend for me. Hey, you know when you have Tom Brady on a team and you're like, you know, he's got a whole bunch of great weapons before the game and you're like, oh, I know the Saints normally when they play the Bucks, they score some points. They play up to the Bucks level. And you say, hey, I'm going to take the over, and it ends up being a 9-0 game. You're kind of sitting here like, oh, well, this is about awful. Why did I do that? But then you're like, oh, well, I kind of had a little bit of fun, or I at least felt something in a society today where not many people, I think, are really feeling anything except for anger towards whoever. But if you want to feel something other than that, sometimes you feel joy, and you can do that at betonline.ag. Now, I cannot promise this. I can't promise that you will be happy if you use betonline.ag. But they are a very, very great sponsor for the show. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV50 to receive your bonus. And let me know your picks. I like hearing your picks. It happened a couple times. I'm like, oh, these people are juiced up. We're talking a little bit of gambling. Joe will never do that with me, ever. Yeah. He will never talk to me about gambling. It's talking to a wall when I'm doing that with him.
I understand it. I just don't. I have made 5 bets in my life, and all 5 of them I have gotten incorrectly. Actually, one of them hit because
I took you to a casino and you didn't make a bet.
I was broke as shit then. I didn't have a job. I was making less than $10,000 a year, and this was post college. I don't know. You should be encouraging that. What the hell's wrong with you?
It's an act of camaraderie, and I thought we were closer than we were. Apparently, are.
I made a bet when we were in Twin River.
My God, you are bringing up things from 4 years ago, Joe.
Was it 4 years ago? Holy,
it was a
shit.
While ago.
That hurts,
dude. But look,
we're gonna be 30 before we know it.
Oh God.
Jesus. I know that's like the worst thing to say.
24 in like 2 months.
Yeah, I'm sorry for you. Yeah, that's the real downhill. Like everyone talks about, he hit 22, and it's like, oh, this sucks. But 24 is the downhill. That's the real downhill.
Yeah, Taylor Swift isn't saying I'm feeling 24 because then you're kind of like, oh, I can't do things. You know, I can't be a jackass. What is this? Still a read?
Yes.
So if you're listening and you like, if you like to put a little action on the games, let me know it. I'll just say good pick, bad pick. That's all I'll say back. And I think that could be a fun little game that we get to play on social media. So tweet it at me at Sanderson Radio. Don't tweet it at Joe at Joe DeLeon. He won't care about it. I will care.
Colin, every single time that you feel the need to make like any type of, because he's been making picks for the bowl games. If every time you pick a game, tag Sean. He wants to know what your pick is.
Oh God, no, I see his timeline.
No, Sean, the Bucks game though, that like made me think about how much of a massacre it was this week in fantasy. Like what the absolute hell? I'm in the number one seed in the playoffs, and I might lose my matchup because of this.
Dude, there were 40 total touchdowns scored on Sunday.
Insane. Insane. Well, if you don't want to be massacred by your significant other, make sure you get her a fantastic gift from Lightbox Jewelry. Say goodbye to dull gifts. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year. Using cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, they've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a light price, $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but just are grown in a lab. Because of their process, they can create stones in blush pink and beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off price, so they won't have to. They really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit lightboxjewelry.com and add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. Why are you holding the mic like that?
Because it looked like you were in a press conference with your dry read. So it sounded like you were just, you know, you're doing shit. Coach talk.
Eat shit. All right, Sean. We had two games this weekend for the semifinal. We know who's headed to the playoffs. No one seed. A 2 and an 8 seed. North Dakota State is going to face Montana State on the 8th of January in Frisco. I don't believe we will be in attendance as of right now unless something drastically changes. But, Sean, this is a very fun matchup, and we have to discuss the games that happened this past weekend. Starting off with North Dakota State, James Madison, the Bison beating James Madison 20-14. And this game was very seesaw-ish. It was North Dakota State full power in the first half. I even tweeted out that it felt like there was a serious advantage for the Bison. JMU looked overwhelmed. There was limited protection for Cole Johnson. It felt like he was being swarmed. They couldn't establish the ball on the ground, and JMU couldn't stop their run game. And then things shifted as JMU scores some unanswered points. They get back on track, and they end up losing basically off of a last-second attempt to get back into the game. Or not last-second, but a late attempt to get back in the game in an interception by Cole Johnson. So not Cole Johnson's best performance, but still a very hard-fought battle for James Madison. Could not pull off the victory in this one as the Bison are heading to yet another national championship.
It's I'll tell you what, people were all up on Twitter. Everyone that was, they were all for this Lipke guy from North Dakota State. They're all for me.
Holy crap, man! I was hoping you'd bring
comparisons. I'm like, okay, we've been watching it all season. Now I'm hearing Hunter Juszczyk or Hunter Ricard. Like, okay.
He is too big to be compared to Juszczyk.
Yeah,
I don't. Nothing like Juszczyk. It felt almost like hack. It felt like a Peyton Hillis type game. That's what Hunter Lipke. We're gonna get called out for mispronouncing his name. I'm just waiting for it.
I'll go Lipke.
No, the announcers are saying Lipke. Hunter Lipke.
Lipke.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Lipke. But he gave me like this Peyton Hillis type vibe because Peyton Hillis was a fullback. They asked him to step in and play running back for that one good season he had with the Browns, and then he took off. And that's kind of what we got here. We knew he was a good fullback, and then he takes over, gets all these carries, gets all these receptions, and he has a huge performance because nobody could freaking tackle him.
I hate this comparison that I'm going to make, and I'm not forcing it for anybody that needs to know that. You know when the Patriots do something, and you're like, how could they have that up their sleeve, like the game against Buffalo where they just ran it 35 times? You're like, how did they know that was going to work? Were they just sitting on that all year? Did they just know that eventually they were going to play JMU and then they're going to use their fullback as their main running back and give them 19 carries and that's going to be the key to their offense? How do you know that? And then you're frustrated because you kind of wish it was just like, oh, he's just jumped right on the scene, man. Look at this. He's having a hell of a game. Whereas probably in practice, it's like, hey, Lipke, you're getting you're the offense this week. Go out and do your thing. And I'm just sitting here like a fan, just wondering, I don't know if it's a bit or not. I don't know. I don't know if this is something that you can just have up your sleeve for an entire season and then use it in a game that determines whether or not you go to the championship. So credit to North Dakota State, but I feel like a mark walking around not knowing what's going on.
Yeah, Hunter Lipke for me, and by the way, I would like to double down on my Peyton Hillis comp because Lupke's listed at 6'1", 236. Peyton Hillis was 6'1", 240. I think that's a pretty good comp right there. Like, I don't think that's not a reach. I'm gonna run that by Ryan. I'm gonna text,
you
know, Ryan.
I'll run that by right now.
I'm texting Ryan right now.
Nope.
You text him.
Yep.
But you know, you're talking about how Lipke has been a really strong piece for this team, but this was his season high, and it's probably his career high too in rushing. The most amount of rushing attempts this guy's had is 10. And he was 10 for 40 against you and I. He has been a relatively unknown commodity. And it felt like the way that this played out is that they started to realize, okay, they have no answer for Lipke. And most teams are a little bit more consistent in bottling up Lipke, or maybe not bottling up, but they're less averse to giving up big gains to fullbacks. And James Madison just could not tackle him. And I think part of it, too, is that they couldn't really get things rolling with Cam Miller on rushing attempts. Quincy Patterson, things didn't really work. Tamarick Williams, who's usually their guy, only 2.4 yards per carry. And as soon as you have the hot hand, you have to roll with a guy like that. It made me so excited seeing a freaking fullback take over a football game. To go over 200 yards from scrimmage and have two receiving touchdowns, it feels so old-fashioned. And I'm glad that in the year of 2021, soon to be 2022, with all these stupid air raid offenses that sometimes barely work in some of these conferences, that we've got a fullback dominating a playoff game that sent a team to the national championship.
It feels like the Colts. That's what it feels like to me. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor, go ahead. You do your thing. Go ahead. You ice the game, sir. You do that. You close it out. And we're just going to keep winning games. And Cam Miller, of course, that's what it feels like to me. And it's a good game, entertaining game. JMU fans, I don't know. We keep on thinking that they've got it really good or they've had it really good. They've been a good team. Well, they got like one ship in the last 6 years, So,
right. They've been consistently good, but have not won really that many national championships because they've been competing with the Bison.
It would have been a good send off before they leave the CAA. If they had made it, I think that would have been a better look. Cause now you're like, oh, here we go. Where are we going to? We didn't even win the FCS, but that's not a Rube's take, but it's kind of a half Rube take for me. It's not a big point of emphasis to leave with a ring, but it would have been cool, I guess.
I honestly disagree. Even though I picked James Madison, I wanted to see them win this matchup, I thought that they were going to win this matchup. I have a little bit more rooting interest, I think, in seeing North Dakota State because I didn't want James Madison to just win a national championship and then walk off to the FBS. We see that all the time. It happens with all these other programs that have moved up that have been really good in the FCS, and then they just disappear into the FBS where they're quality teams, but they don't really do a whole lot more than that. You get your App States and your Coastal Carolinas that are highly competitive, but they're not going to compete for an FBS national championship. I would rather stick with a team that lives for the, what's the word I'm looking for? The identity of the FCS. And I don't know if North Dakota State's ever going to move up. It feels like if they were going to do it, this would have been the time to do it. But to see it stay within the FCS, to me, that there's a lot of pride in that.
I tell you, App State didn't look very dominant against Bailey Zappi.
Oh, no.
I don't know how we didn't bring that up earlier. Congratulations to Bailey Zappi.
Absolutely.
I know he's a
friend of the show.
Yeah, close personal friend of the show, Bailey Zappi, who I'm too scared to text because if I get left on red, that's going to be like, oh.
It's going to be devastating.
Yeah, it's not devastating, but I'll be like, okay, he's now too big to do anything to acknowledge, but right. Set the FBS single season passing yards record and touchdowns record. Yes. Beat Joe Burrow's 2019 record there.
Insane.
It's a big deal. It's a massive deal.
And it came from the FCS. He didn't come from freaking Ohio State like Joe Burrow did.
He's on the all FCS team at Western Kentucky, which is what it is. He's Jareth Stearns, and then you have Cofield from North Dakota State. It's really impressive coming from Houston Baptist, where we saw him, I guess, his rise there. And then he was Mr. Fat Stat. And then now he's at Western Kentucky, and he just balled out. So congratulations. Just a bumper in between our next game.
Yeah, absolutely love seeing that from Bailey Zappi. And let's hit on the next game, as we know that the Bison are moving on. Montana State defeats South Dakota State 31-17. This game was played on Saturday. And Sean, this game was really odd to me watching because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm thinking, all right, they're giving up these runs to Mellett, who's picking up chunk yardage, and it felt like they were just running quarterback power or quarterback draws the entire game. And I kept thinking to myself, all right, at some point they're going to figure it out and they're going to stop them. Cause they'd have a couple plays where they would kind of bottle them up, and then it would be third and long.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have this one-on-one coverage situation where he couldn't really get the ball to him. And I'm like, there's no way that this is sustainable. But eventually he started completing those passes because they were so desperate to try and stop him. They were filling the box. And he continued to run away with this victory. They had a pretty easy job winning this football game. It felt like that they were in control the entire time, even though South Dakota State, I think, had a lot more offensive firepower. But Mellett proved me wrong, who I talked down on a little bit this past week.
Dude, Montana State rushed the ball 42 times. Mellett had 34 of those rushes.
It's insane.
That's your quarterback.
Well, so I need to mention, Isaiah Fonzie did not play in this game.
Yep.
He was unavailable. Chronic knee pain, something like that, was the indication.
Yeah, Mellett, 34 rushes, 155 yards, and 2 touchdowns. What the hell, man? And then passing, 9 for 14, 229 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
That's a fat stat.
That is a fat stat. That's a fat day. And then we're seeing not a rise, right? It's not a rise, but it's a new
face.
Montana State. It's a new Montana State because all year we're not running the rock with the quarterback. We got a Fonzie. And I know
they did not have any of that with McKay.
No.
None of what they're doing right now they had with McKay.
And now it's like, wow, we just walked into Narnia. And now, who's going to stop us? Come stop us if you can. We're running that rock, and then we're going to throw it when we need to. And we have the defense. And oh, dude,
Holy crap, Troy Anderson!
How upset it makes me that now all the draft guys are on Troy Anderson. When you just knew Montana State fans deserve better. He should have been getting recognition way before this. He should have. But it should have been all year and not just now when it's the playoffs. And I know he's stepping up. He had that awesome fourth and shortstop. He's a stud. But I'm just sitting here like, wow, everybody's now jumping on the train. And then we were before them. And before us, we're the people that actually know about FCS football.
Mm-hmm. Well, 99% of the draft media people on social media, they're the real hacks. They're the biggest hacks because they don't know about a guy until they see their name announced on a Senior Bowl watch list. Most of them have no idea who any of those guys are. They know very, very little if it's outside the big schools.
It's frustrating because you just wish more people would know about them. And I wish more people did. I just wish it was less Twitter draft people, if that makes sense. I want to hear people talking about it like at a bar instead of somebody that, you know, following 2000 followed by 2100, if that makes sense.
You just exposed the entire draft
Twitter. They all are hacks. Community. Hack.
Well, the ratio hack thing is funny, though, because all of them have the same, like, 2000 to 2001 ratio. It's disturbing. No, I think Troy Anderson, I think, could turn into a household name in the NFL. He's going to be, because he's a freak athlete. It's just nobody knows about him. It's the
people are talking
bias of not paying attention to these FCS Midwestern guys.
I agree. And we played against Troy Reader, right? At Delaware.
Yes.
We did. Yeah. Yes. That was somewhat rhetorical. You should. Yes, we did.
Sorry, I got a text message. I got the distracted.
Okay, that's all
work,
it was.
Work text.
We see him playing for the Rams a lot of time. I'm like, okay. I remember Troy Reader at Delaware. He's probably gotten better since he's joined the NFL. I'm seeing Troy Anderson at Montana State. I'm thinking, how much better would he be if he's in the NFL? You know, what does that development jump look like? We're looking at an absolute stud. So, I mean, happy people are learning about him, but I'm also not happy. And it's not like I think either of us need credit for that either. Nor do we.
No.
We don't deserve it either. Dude, crazy game. You just don't see games like that where the quarterback is running all over the place and then he's making throws that win you the ball game. Doesn't happen because there's always mistakes and you're like, he's going to get hurt. He's going to get hurt, right? You texted me that during the game.
I said that too. He has, because he's a young guy, and we see this a lot with these young quarterbacks when they step in with limited experience. They are really aggressive running the football. They are downhill.
Schmidt's run last year.
They want to take as much contact as possible because they want to fight for those extra yards. But what that always ends up leading to, when you get to the 30th carry, it leads to a concussion or a contusion or some type of injury that'll keep a guy out. But the dude's a tank.
Dude.
He's not big either. That's the weird thing.
He's not.
He's like 190 pounds.
Dude, you see his arm? He's still a freshman, obviously, because he's not all cut up and shredded yet. His arms are like Joe's arms. No offense, Joe. No, I'm not saying
shit.
What is that? No, I'm just saying. You know what I mean. That's not a jab.
That was a jab.
It's like a holder's arms is what I should.
So my arms are like a holder's arms.
You know what? Yeah, they are.
All right. I see how it is.
That's how it is. That's how it's always been. And that's how it currently is for Mellett. Whereas in the offseason, that's when you start getting your first winter there. You start pumping and you're good. Cause he's a quarterback. He's a freak athlete. So he's obviously going to get shredded. Never happened for you. Also definitely never happened for me. So let's get that straight before you start getting all, what's up? Yeah, Tubby. So just shut it down over there.
I will say though, with Mellett though, I'm watching the entire game and every time he took a snap, I was just watching in anticipation of him rushing the football again. It was like, all right, where is he going to run with the ball this time? It felt like the same play over and over again. It's so frustrating as an observer of a game like this. And saying to yourself, like, how the hell is South Dakota State not doing something to at least slow him down or stop him?
Because when I'll actually draw on some experience here, which I think we don't do enough of. In the halftime, either have good halftimes or bad halftimes. And if you have just gotten ran the hell over for two quarters, that halftime is, here's your point A, what we need to do, and that is, this needs to be corrected right now, start of the third quarter. Obviously, for South Dakota State, that's stop the quarterback run. That's what that
up
is.
The middle, too, every play.
That's what is being said. And they couldn't stop the quarterback run. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe the imposing of will that it was. And you're just like, wow, South Dakota State, man, they look good. They looked good all postseason. Pierre Strong Jr.'s back. And you're like, oh, here we go.
And they had Strong Jr. had a big rush early on in the game too. As soon as I saw that, I was like, "Oh, this is going to open the thing up. This is going to get them some momentum."
It was just suffocating defense for Montana State, and an offensive scheme that was just about unstoppable.
Yeah, that pass rush was so aggressive. And South Dakota State had success running the ball, and that was what was leading to them putting points on the board and then moving the ball down the field. But in any third and medium situation, Oladokun was smothered, and it kind of worked the opposite of what we expected, or at least I expected, because I thought that Montana State was going to move the ball, and then occasionally on some drives, they would get stuck in third and seven, third and 10, third and eight, or whatever. And then because Mellett is not an experienced passer, would sit and look around and then get hit because he's overthinking that.
Experienced
kind of thing.
Passer.
That didn't happen.
Experienced player.
Yeah.
It's not, that's what I think we were banking it off of. We were saying, okay, maybe they'll get lightning in a bottle, but for the most part, I'm going to go with the savvy vets at South Dakota State. Mm-hmm. Wrong. We were wrong.
I have a take that I know certainly is going to anger the Montana State fans, but that's what we do on this podcast, is anger people, apparently. I am excited for the development of Mellett, and I think that he is going to turn into a high-quality, talented FCS quarterback. But I'm telling you right now, if he doesn't still develop his traits as a passer, he is not going to be that hard to stop. And I think this upcoming week, he's also, or not this upcoming week, in the national championship, he's not going to be that hard to stop. The way that you stop him was clearly apparent in this game because it happened early on. If you force him into third and eight, third and long, and he's in these one-on-one, you know, they kept trying to get these one-on-one man coverage situations to get the ball out. And he made some really good throws, but that's not going to work every single time. If you can bottle him up and slow down that run game, which is easier said than done, but North Dakota State has the defense capable of doing that, it is easy to slow down this offense. I know that sounds like an outlandish take to say, but watch it against North Dakota State. It is going to happen. They are going to prevent him from picking up yards early and easily, and they're going to come after his ass. And they're not going to allow those one-on-one man coverage situations like South Dakota State did. It's going to be a lot harder to move the ball against North Dakota State than it was South Dakota State.
Any other thoughts on the championship game, Coach?
eat shit.
Okay. Well, that concludes our press conference. The Zoom will be sent out to other members of the media. Remember to credit Believe in FCS Football Podcast. Okay. I didn't think we were going to start talking about the championship game today.
I'm just pointing out that I think that Montana State fans need to not get ahead of themselves and think that this is the next Trey Lance. I think that we need to...
I haven't seen that, but I know how college football fans can be. I know how they could be.
It's going to happen.
I'm excited for the championship game, and I'm excited... Oh, they're not... We like the Montana State fans.
Yeah, they're very friendly. Like Ryan Thornburg and
It's another R&R cast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I'm blanking on Ryan's last name, but the R&R cast that you know we keep on saying
R&R cast. I'm not gonna give you that. I'm not giving you the presenter.
Oh, you know it. You know it. What is his name?
Did you say Ryan Thornburg?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Ryan Foley. Ryan Foley.
Yeah. How could you not know that?
It's been a while since I've interacted with him. I've interacted Thornburg more recently. Oh, you didn't even know?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. I can't live up to lie. Foley's a... They're both very nice. I just hope they don't turn it into a Lance situation as well.
Okay. That's it, I think, for talking about these games. And I believe we're only doing one show this week. Next week, we might only do one. And the intent is to have Ryan Roberts on to talk about draft prospects. If he doesn't come on next week, it will be at some point. And then the following week, we're gearing up for the national championship game. Sean, any closing thoughts?
That's the schedule. You could follow and interact with Joe and myself on Twitter at Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio. The YouTube has been going bonkers.
Oh, we got a big bump in following this past week.
So thank you. Maybe there's gonna be some changes. Me and Joe had a not really a meeting today, but
soon to be
some brainstorming
on titles for the name of the panel.
I like it, okay. And I think that if we go broader, or more generic,
it's gonna help.
We're gonna sell out.
Yeah. Oh yes. 100%.
I'm saying the one that we both like, I think, is best for our audience.
Okay. We'll talk after what I stream. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Subscribe, follow. You know what the deal to do. Stay tuned. Drive safe.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.